Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kazora. The Pittsburgh Steelers season is over. Granted, that's a thought we had weeks, months ago, and this year felt doomed even after Pittsburgh lost to the New York Jets way back in Week 4, the one game I'm still mad they lost. Still, whether it's limping to the finish or storming through the castle only to fall short as the Steelers did, elimination is elimination. We're now shifting to off-season mode with the focus on season review, free agency, the draft, and all the other changes potentially on the table. It has been a wild year for Pittsburgh. A new chapter, a new quarterback, a new GM, a young offense trying to find its identity, and fortunately doing so the second half of the season. To watch this defense struggle without TJ Watt and then thrive with him, we are excited to cover it all, big things and small. But I wanted to thank you, Steelers Nation. This has been an emotional year. The lows of the team's terrible start, the highs of beating the Ravens in primetime football, watching Kenny Pickett grow up. There's been tragedy, too much tragedy, that makes the game seem small, losing Dwayne Haskins in April, Franco Harris right before Christmas. This year has brought on every feeling all the way to the very end. The craziness of yesterday's final moments, keeping track of the Steelers, Patriots, and Dolphins game all at once. Unfortunately, it did not break Pittsburgh's way. It was so close. But through it all, you guys hung out with us, even if it was sometimes yelling at us. Sometimes that was deserved. I wish there was playoff football for us to discuss, even if it would have been long odds against the Bills. But I am excited to see where this team goes, what this offseason holds. And I can't wait to talk about it with all of you. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.